Not endorsed products or services.
1440 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom. Here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. 71 in downtown Rochester. It's 9:04. Rochester police arrested three juveniles following a police pursuit that ended in Southwest Rochester last night. A spokesperson said officers responded to the report of a juvenile texting threats of violence around 8 p.m. in the 200 block of 9th and a half Street Southeast. Officers found a vehicle leaving the area and attempted to stop it, but the driver fled. Police used a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle just south of 11th Street Southwest on 14th Avenue Southwest and took the juveniles into custody. Police say that two firearms were found in the vehicle. Bail was set at $50,000 yesterday for a homeless man accused of breaking into a Southeast Rochester home occupied by a grandmother and her three grandchildren early Tuesday morning. 36-year-old Austin Hall has been charged with first-degree burglary. The criminal complaint says the victim's son notified her that he had observed someone entering the home while viewing a feed from a home security camera. The court document indicates Rochester police caught up with Hall about an hour later after he was found riding a bike near the intersection of Highway 14 and Marion Road Southeast. After strong gains in the past couple of years, the Rochester area economy continued to suffer weak job growth in July. The latest jobs data from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development shows overall employment in the Rochester area only grew by 350 jobs in the past year, for a job growth rate of only 0.3%. Minnesota's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in July was 4.3%, down 0.1% from June, but was only 0.5% higher than the jobless rate from July of last year. More news on the KROC.